Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous pastor, Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. All right, you're going to hear something that's going to get a little funky for just a minute, but I really want to share this with you. And this is a kind of a behind the scenes for my next guest. So check this out.
Yeah. Is it muted?
No, I was looking to see a director. Just
so yeah, that's. So I guess I'm probably a threat now.
You're such a threat.
Yeah.
Super threat.
It's like, this is how they're gonna handle this. Like,
oh somebody... yeah. Oh yeah. They're gonna turn this around and make you seem like the bad person.
10.
But you were the issue. Not that.
7, 6. You. 5, 4,
and that happens.
3, 2, 1.
If that happens,
yeah.
You've already sent this out to everybody.
Yeah.
That's going to cause.
It's going to
cause some issues.
Oh. Marcus.
If they turn you into that person,
yeah.
Fire you because of that.
Yeah. All right, so there you have it, folks. That is the kind of the lead in and the setup for my next guest. He is a former employee, I assume former employee, we'll get that here in just a second, with ESPN, and he sent out a memo, and I'll let him tell the entire story, calling ESPN out for their hypocrisy when it comes to racism and the idea of social justice. I want to welcome to the program Trevor Adams. Trevor, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Pastor Greg. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Well, kind of give us some background for those in my audience that might not be aware, because there's a lot of stuff going on right now. But, this in particular, we've watched ESPN and Disney for quite some time, those of us who have conservative biblical values, with great concern. Talk to me about what you've experienced and what led to you basically putting the company on notice.
Yes, absolutely. So I started with Disney and ESPN in 2014. And at the time, it was a dream come true. I mean, who wouldn't want to work for Disney and ESPN? But I soon realized that dream turned into a bad dream. I saw in the beginning a lot of people that worked there when I first started. We're Christians, we're Southerners, we're very conservative. I've seen them over the years being pressured to quit, leave, or they eventually, some of them will get fired. I don't think it's a secret these days to see that Disney and ESPN are not on the side of conservatives or political, medical freedom these days. We've seen them turn very woke in the last few years. They started pushing their social justice and racial justice and diversity and inclusion programs, including CRT, where a lot of employees were required to take these courses. So yeah, over the years, we've seen a lot of division being created in the workplace, and it made it very toxic, very uncomfortable to work in. And for years, I've brought this up to management, local HR, to try and fix the solution, because nobody wants to go to work uncomfortable. And we've seen nothing happen. They just kind of sweep it under the rug. So what was it? September of last year, 2021, I sent an email to the whole company, including the CEO, because at that point, I had no other choice. And what really helped me at the time about doing this is I came across a scripture one day. It was Ephesians 5:11, which is, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Because I was really struggling at the time. How do I tried everything I could to try and fix this and make this place a better place. So after reading that, I believe it was a sign from God. And so I teamed up with Project Veritas, reached out to them. And I started to recording and exposing what was really happening inside the workplace. Because at this point, nobody was listening to me. I knew at this point that I had to prove it and show people. So with that said, I started recording. And if you want to see the video, if you haven't seen it yet, you can go to projectveritas.com and see that video.
Now, you sent me a number of videos that I started to review some this morning, just so that I can be clear. Am I allowed to share those with my audience?
Yes, you are allowed to share those.
Okay, fantastic. So, folks, be looking for a post, and I encourage you to get over to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, and get signed up for the email, chosengenerationradio.com. Because I will be getting the videos that Trevor has shared with me onto the blog and up, and that will be going out in an email. I'll hold off for 24 hours just so that you can get signed up, folks. But go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, and sign up for the email. And then tomorrow morning, you will get an email in your email box that will have these videos with the evidence of what Trevor is talking to us about, not just the racism at ESPN, and we'll get into that in just a second, but the medical tyranny that is happening as well, and the just absolute disregard for Christians and religious liberty at Disney. And you're going to see it. It's going to be right there in your email box. You won't be able to miss it, and it's stunning. You know, I'm 60 years old. I started going to Disney in the 60s as a little kid, and it's been, and I took my kids, my older kids in the 80s, my younger kids well, no, I guess I really haven't taken my younger kids because it's become so toxic to be the last 20 years. It's been absolutely horrible. I mean, some of the stuff that happens on Main Street in Disney I would think Walt Disney's got to be rolling over in his grave. It's terrible, Trevor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at the networks that Disney owns, which they control and own a lot of things these days, ABC, Disney Family, Freeform. If you look at the content that they're pushing out there, it's absolutely horrible. It's pure evil, and they're trying to brainwash our kids.
There's no question. There's no question. Let's shift over to the ESPN piece in particular, because obviously we just completed the Super Bowl weekend. I've got a Facebook page that is NFL fans fed up with the liberal agenda. And I encourage folks to, again, like that as well. NFL fans fed up with the liberal agenda. But talk to me about this, because it's racism, but people are going to say, well, yeah, but, it's focused at those oppressive, the white people, because the white people are the problem, Trevor.
Yeah, that's what they're pushing out there these days. Yeah, it's just the things that happen in the building. Very toxic environment, and I think it's because of the policies they push. We know these corporations and big companies, the more they divide us and segregate us, they have more power and more control. So you just saw in a lot of places where people were not treated equally whatsoever in their positions, whether you're black or white. It's just it was just very uncomfortable.
Well, and it seems to be not so much even about skin color, although the overt issue is skin color, but the underlying issue is you're going to toe the company line. This is how you must not just, people who go before the camera oftentimes, not here, by the way. But people who go before the camera are given lines, and they are required, paid by the company, to read those lines, say those lines. The prompter comes up. You say what's on the prompter. Doesn't mean you personally believe it, but just like the company has the right to say the views and opinions expressed on this program may not represent the views and opinions of our network, the network has a right to make you, that you've signed an employment agreement, you're going to say what they want you to say when you're on air. But this is a whole different banana.
Yeah. Well, I think it starts with China. They've infiltrated everything these days, including Hollywood, the entertainment business and all media. There is definitely a script, not just for sports, but with just news, where people have a script on what to say and when to say and how to say it. And if you go against that agenda, you will be outcasted or eventually fired or silenced. I mean, in my case, when I brought these concerns up inside the company, what they ended up doing is saying, hey, we investigated your claims. We found nothing. But you know what? We're going to investigate you now. So I think it turned into a very intimidation on their end to try and silence me and shut me up. It didn't work. But yeah, if you go against their agenda, it's not going to make your life easy, that's for sure.
Well, I just had a flash of the Jerry Maguire movie, right? So, you had a Jerry Maguire kind of a moment, and you sent out a message to everybody and said, hey, this is a problem, and I think we should address it. But they didn't take you to a busy restaurant and fire you. Instead, they sent the police to your house and claimed that you somehow were a threat to the company.
Yeah, you had our HR department throwing out rumors inside of our building that I was going to shoot up the place. They were trying to portray me as a certain way. They brought in undercover police into the building when they put me on administrative leave, thinking I was going to do something. And not only just putting me on leave, they put me on leave for 4 months. So while I'm away out of the building and can't step foot on the property, you got people inside the building who are smearing my name and my reputation. And so again, I think that was their plan to discredit me and smear me so I wouldn't want to come back to work. I think that was their easy way out, hoping that I would just quit. And I was not going to let them have that power over me.
Good for you.
I fought back as long as I could. Yeah. But I could clearly see what they were trying to do to me from day one. And thank goodness that I did reach out to Project Veritas, and I was able to get all this evidence.
Right, right. Well, and what's wild to me in this is it's the same thing, right? DHS says that if you believe in God, you believe in the Constitution, you believe that there was fraud in the election, you believe that there is an issue with the injections, you believe that we should be able to pray in public. If you believe any of those things, you're now a domestic terrorist. And if your skin's white, if you're light-complected, you're definitely on the list as a domestic terrorist. in the United States of America.
Yeah, just pure insanity that we're actually considered a threat now for voicing our opinion and our conservative views.
Now that you have, you know, I mean, this has become a very public situation. You find yourself in a situation, obviously now, right, where you know, you've got to try to figure out what employment looks like. And by the way, folks, if you're watching us, you'll see this, but I want to bring it to your attention. There is a GiveSendGo.com page for Trevor if you'd like to help him. GiveSendGo.com/ESPN whistleblower. GiveSendGo.com/ESPN whistleblower. We're not signing off. Trevor's going to be back. We got a whole nother segment we're going to do with him, but I just want to make sure and get that information out there. And if you're watching us, you can do that online, whether you're at our Children Generation Radio site, TECNTV.com site, or any of our social media. Go to that site, GiveSendGo.com. Give him a hand today. Back after this.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borwell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well, and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. Motatila Domini. And you can see the borewell that we have put here, and it's giving water for the people. Tell him.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg. And
now
back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Trevor Adams. Again, I want to remind you to go to givesendgo.com/ESPN whistleblower. givesendgo.com/ESPN whistleblower. Trevor, what was your position there with ESPN?
So I was a lead studio operator, which is basically I'm controlling all the cameras, the lighting, I'm shading the monitors that you see in the background, I'm controlling robotic cameras, pretty much anything studio related.
Okay.
And that you see on TV, that's what I'm doing.
Can you tell us any of the shows that you specifically were working with or hosts?
Well, before I started with ESPN Disney, I did reality TV for a good 10 years. My first job was actually with The Apprentice with Donald Trump. So
okay,
that was pretty cool. Did that for 10 years. Then I went to Disney and ESPN where I was a studio operator. And I did a lot of the Sports Center shows and a lot of college football shows, SEC Network, Thinking Out Loud. Paul Feinbaum is a big podcast down here in the Southeast.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. I just was curious. That's cool. That's really cool. Yeah. That's really, really cool. All right. So tell me now, as we shift from ESPN, and of course, ESPN and Disney are all owned by the same umbrella. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So at Disney, you know, there are a lot of us, as I mentioned in the first segment, you know, we grew up. I mean, I started going to Disney in the mid-60s. As a small child, and you know, in Los Angeles, and you know, when, matter of fact, when the whole Jungle Land thing first opened, that year was the first year that I ever went to Disneyland, and that was we went quite a bit when I was a kid, and then I took my older kids, in the 90s. And but then in the 2000s, we kind of slowed that down quite a bit because of shifts that were going on there. But talk to me about the attitude towards Christianity and how it manifests itself relative to the religious exemptions for the injections, so my audience can have a better understanding of what has become the Disney culture towards believers.
Yeah, so like you just said, Disney owns a lot of things, and a lot of the little things that ESPN does and the companies below them, the things they push come directly from Disney. So I would hold them responsible for what they're trying to get there these days. And now when it comes to the vaccine mandate, they put out a deadline of September 30th where they wanted all their employees to be vaccinated, and if you weren't, you can apply for a medical or religious exemption. So
okay.
I chose to apply for a religious exemption. And what entailed next is I had to have about a 30-minute meeting with Disney and HR people where I had to pretty much prove my faith and if I was going to be approved or denied this exemption. And I think in a lot of states, I don't know if it's federal or statewide, but it's illegal to have me have to prove my faith for a religious exemption. But at the time I was just, you know what, I'm just going to go along with this and see what this process is going to look like. Cause at the same time I'm recording this for Project Veritas because I wanted to expose this because Disney,
wow,
no company should be doing this. They shouldn't be asking people to prove their faith.
Right.
And so at the beginning of this, luckily I had a little card that I've had my entire life where I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior when I was 9 years old. And my church at the time gave me a card. And I saved it. And so I uploaded,
wow,
that into the Disney ESPN system for this religious exemption meeting. And I thought it should have been done right there.
Right.
But no, they kept questioning me. They kept questioning me about supplements. Do you take supplements? How come you don't want to take the vaccine? Why do you think it's the mark of the beast? Why do you look at your body as the temple of Christ? What do other church believers think about this? Do they agree with you? Do they disagree with you? Does your church hold a stance on this? So it was more like an interrogation meeting.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. So after having this meeting, I think I waited a good 5 or 6 weeks where they finally got back to me and they said they were going to approve it. So it's just an insane process. I don't know what they're doing, but no, I don't think they're big fans of Christians and conservatives. And I think you can see that in out there today. I mean, you've seen a lot of conservative Christian anchors on the show on ESPN, such as Kurt Schilling, Sage Steele, Mike Ditka. They've been let go and fired because of their Christian and conservative views.
Well, look what they did to Tebow.
Yeah, and Tebow as well. Yep.
You know,
so they're not supporters of us. That's for sure.
What? Give me some of the examples, because I think people need to understand too. Economically, when we go to the parks, when we buy their merchandise, when we support their films and so forth, talk to me about. We got about 30 seconds. If you can just give me a brief synopsis, I guess let's cut right to this. What do you recommend that people do in order to put pressure on Disney to stop with this radical culture?
I mean, a lot of people say hit them with their wallets, stop paying for their services. But yes, that will help, but it won't do anything. I think we need to start on the ground level, on the local level, get included and involved in every local election, school board meeting, every community event. I think that's where we need to start and work our way up.
So what we've got to do first is we've got to change the climate in the culture itself before we can have an impact on the boardroom and on what's taking place so that they will respect what it is that we're trying to say. I like that.
Yeah.
Trevor, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, I'm going to ask folks for you to do me a favor. George Barna was scheduled to be with us. George is having to have some surgery done. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. Yeah, well, I did, so it's too late now. Anyway, please keep George Barna in your prayers. Let's lift our brother up in prayer. He is just such an incredible voice and so important to our Christian beliefs his polling, his leading of the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, the work that they are doing to help us understand the implosion that's taking place in our culture, the misunderstandings. You know, I've talked about it. We have 70% of our United States population, thank the Lord, that claims Christianity. But unfortunately, that version of Christianity is skewed. There's no such thing as absolute truth. For many, there's no such thing as a singular path to God through Jesus Christ. There's no such thing as sin in the way that the Bible describes it, or a heaven or a hell, or maybe even there's no such thing as the devil. All of those things are a part of this new cultural phenomenon, and it is associating itself with Christianity. And so our hope is that we can bring truth and light to that, because there is one path, but that's okay, because it means there is a path. And through Jesus Christ, there is a transformation. I'll talk about that more possibly later in this segment. Definitely, as we continue, as you know, here on Chosen Generation Radio, that is a big part of our theme. I'm very pleased, though, to welcome a surprise guest. And I know she's surprised to be here because she called and we just met yesterday. But her story is a story that I think we all need to hear, because it's so important, and it is a something that's happening to millions of Americans across our country. I want to welcome Dana Zvorka to the program. Dana, welcome. Thanks for being on with me on such short notice. And relax, we're just going to have a nice, comfortable conversation, so to speak. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
Hello. It's good to have you. Well, were working for a company in San Antonio, Texas, and they began to enforce mandatory injections. You submitted to them your religious exemption paperwork.
Yes, sir.
And they said thank you, and then they terminated you.
They did. They said they accepted my exemption, but that there was no reasonable accommodation to keep me on board. So acceptable, their reasonable accommodation was a 35-day unpaid leave of absence followed by termination.
Are you free to say who it was that terminated you? Are you comfortable to say that?
I don't know. I'll tell you, it was a nonprofit agency in San Antonio that worked with blind and visually impaired individuals. I'll say that.
And so they began this push towards mandatory injections. And if you listen to my show, folks, you've heard the testimony of Thomas Renz before Senator Ron Johnson, describing the number of injuries to our military personnel since the injection was put in place a year ago for them. Many, I've had a number of doctors come on that have described what can happen to you, and I've had a number of individuals on the program who they also, including a nurse who went into a cardiac episode and is still struggling with side effects from having taken the injection, believing that she could trust those that were telling her that it was okay. You did your own research and you came to the conclusion that this was something that you were not comfortable to put in your body.
Exactly. Yes. And like, I've had exemptions all my life. I've had medical exemptions and religious exemptions. And this time there's not enough research for me to have gotten the medical exemption. So I just went with my religious exemption.
And one would think, that the religious exemption would be strong enough that you would have gotten it, approved. And so they kind of did approve it, except they approved it and said goodbye.
They did. And there's other people at my workplace that they had religious exemptions too, and they were allowed to keep their job just because they were in a different position than I was.
My goodness. So how do you, I mean, how are you working through this process then, Dana, of suddenly finding yourself on the unemployment line?
Well, I started fighting back. I ended up getting a lawyer. I did a lot of like legality things, and we're still kind of, I think we're at a standstill right now. I'm not too sure which way it's going to swing, but my sister and I were deciding that we're going to start our own business. We're going to just work, trying to think of the best way to put this. We're going to be more successful now. But I'm actually running for Congress just because I want to show the world that, you know, you can't let people push you around and you can't let the government take away your rights.
Well, you want to make sure that, that there's somebody that, you know, is aware of these kinds of stories and that there is a very strong pushback. I know, you know, that one of the congressional members you're running against, Chip Roy, has been making a lot of waves on the floor by talking about this and in committee and pressing people on this situation. But he doesn't have the story that you have, in the sense that he can't say, I was terminated because I wouldn't take the injection. And basically my religious objection, to say they approved it is kind of a, oh man, it's a misstatement, because the reality is if they'd approved it, you'd still be employed and still be working there, and you're not.
Right. It's like a slap in the face. They no longer cared that I had a certification and my bachelor's degree and that I kept meeting my numbers. They just cared that I wasn't injected by this experimental vaccine.
You know, let's shift gears for a minute and talk a little bit about just that, you know, San Antonio as a whole, because San Antonio has sadly become a bastion for very liberal concepts, thought processes, ideologies, and they've been pretty harsh in San Antonio about mask mandates and even about, you know, trying to push vaccines. They didn't come to the place of saying you have to be vaccinated to go into a restaurant, but there certainly is that, some of that sentiment among some of the city council members down there. Does this far left concept or ideology in San Antonio truly align with the spirit of the majority of the population down there?
You know, I'm not entirely sure. I've seen a lot of people who like still wear their masks and are still afraid. And I've had like some of my clients tell me, oh, you need to get vaccinated. And it's like, well, don't tell me what I should do. You don't know me. But I think there's a lot of people who would like to see that happen, but at the same time, there's a lot of people that aren't going to put up with that.
So it's kind of a mixed bag.
I think so. I've seen a big mixture. I've also seen people who are like, yeah, we know these masks, they don't work, and like, who cares about the vaccine, things like that.
Right. Well, you know, I know in dealing with some of the stuff going on down in San Antonio that there are, you know, percentage wise, one of the bigger issues is the lack of engagement or involvement, especially within the Christian community. That I think that's improving, but there's been for years a lack of engagement in the voting process. I think you know, there's only like what, 20% of the city, you know, consistently votes in the election, something along that line.
I don't know the percentage, but I know that there aren't many people who vote, and that we need to try to get that number back up. You're right.
What do you think creates the apathy?
I think a lot of it is like, oh, our votes don't matter. People are gonna, it's just big bucks politicians that are always going to be in, and their opinion's the only one that matters, and nothing we can do is going to change. Because when, like, when you see people running for office, it's always people who are just like the big names. They have a lot of experience. They have a lot of like background, but really like any concerned citizen can run. Like, I mean, I'm running. I don't have the political background or like the lawyer type background. So I think it's just people not thinking that they can make a difference.
It's interesting. I've done some research on this before, and you know, when you break down the numbers, I was at an event with David Barton a number of years ago talking about, you know, what a small percentage of the population. And I don't want to just pick on San Antonio, because folks, this is an issue all across the country that there has been this lack of involvement. And I think it's a lot of the reason why we're seeing the issues that we're seeing at our school boards, where parents are being ushered out by armed security, or school board meetings are being completely blocked out. So the school board's holding a meeting while the parents stand out in the hallway, for goodness sakes. These are your kids. These are your kids that they're taking control of. We'll talk more about this coming up. Dana Zvorka is with us, coming up right after this brief break.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. You know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Just want to remind you that we are giving this book for a donation today, The Road to Tyranny, Individualism to Collectivism by Don Jans. Don's on with me every week on Fridays in the very first segment that we do. He's an expert when it comes to socialism and communism. He's traveled to many of the former communist countries and studied Karl Marx and his ideologies and philosophies. And this is just kind of a story that he wrote about how collectivism gets into a society and what happens when collectivism takes over. The Road to Tyranny, Individualism to Collectivism. $25 or more donation to the ministry will get you a copy of that. And as I mentioned yesterday, I still have available copies of The Devil Inside the Beltway by Mike Dougherty for a gift of $50 or more. We will mail to you. And so, postage and handling is included in that donation. And so there you go. And for the percentage of that, well, actually the majority of that is going to go to help our cause in India, where we have 500 churches, an orphanage, the Bible school, and we're putting in freshwater wells. So if you want to help with that, please do. And of course, we always need help with taking care of the bills and keeping the signal going with our radio stations that pick us up. And we want to again welcome KNEO, a brand new station listening to us, and those that are listening out in Elmira, New York. Good to have you folks with us as well. My special guest is Dana Zorka. She's running for Congress. Several others that are running in that race as well. And we'll try and get them on in the next week or two to get their thoughts and give them an opportunity to speak with us as well. And of course, you know, my position in it is of course, this is the congressional seat that represents my district. So obviously, I have a personal interest as a voter in who's running. So talk to me, Dana, about what made you decide to run for Congress.
Well, after being told that I had to go on a 35-day unpaid leave of absence, I kind of got really upset, of course. And after crying for a couple of days, I came home because they made me work the rest of the month of November. They told me November 8th that I would be getting put on unpaid leave on December 1st. And then they had me work the rest of November, which is kind of weird. But anyway, so I came home one day and I was just crying because I was fed up. And my dad was like, why don't you just run for Congress? And so I kind of started the journey. And so because I'm running for states' rights, for so long Abbott had his executive order, no one in Texas can make you get the vaccine in order to continue to work. And then Biden, he overstepped his powers and he put out the mandate. And that was out of the realm of the federal government's list of powers. The federal government only has about 20 powers found in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. And this healthcare vaccine mandate does not fall under his power or his jurisdiction. So I'm fighting back for states' rights because no one should have to choose between their livelihood and their personal beliefs on whether or not they want to do something like get a vaccine. That's the main reason why I'm running.
Well, and you know, you're dead on when it comes to whether or not the executive branch has the authority or the power under the Constitution to be mandating injections. They don't. And of course, there have been a number of judges now that have overturned this and put these things on hold. But there are millions of Americans all across the country that have been dramatically impacted, including military that have been dramatically impacted by these mandates during the period of time that they were in force. You are a very strong proponent of liberty and yes, freedom and limited government. What other issues besides, I mean, obviously, again, you have a personal story about the mandate and you want people to hear it and you want people to understand it. And so you've run for that platform, and I commend you for jumping in and getting involved in this process. We need more citizen representation. Talk to me if you would. Of course. Talk to me if you would, then. What are some of the other issues that are on your platform? What about border security?
Border security is very important. I had just seen a video the other day. It was from the Women Fighting for America. It was one of those videos. And they were talking about the border and all the illegals coming in. And there were children and women that are coming in and are being sold directly to trafficking. There was a girl that they tested and they found like 22 different semen in her, like when they tested her. And so that type of stuff is really bad. People aren't seeing that. They're seeing like, oh, these people are just trying to come here for a better life. But really, it's not. They are getting sold. They're getting trafficked. There's drugs coming in illegally. And it's dangerous for not only the people coming in, but more dangerous for us, too, because all this is coming across our border. So I think we need to secure the border, build the wall. And if people want to come in, they have to come in legally.
And the open border illegal, we just talked in our first segment with David Berg, who is running for Congress out in Massachusetts. I'm sorry, New Jersey, not Massachusetts. They're kind of similar in their politics. But he's running in New Jersey, very strong conservative Christian that's running there, David Berg. And he was talking about, you know, the planes that are landing in New Jersey. They're flying them in, literally. And we have individuals that have come on our program, Anthony Aguero and Victor Avila and Bianca Grassi and Maria Miller, all have talked about and borne witness to the loading up of planes that are being flown to other parts of the country. So when you talk about the border issue, Dana, it's not just a Texas problem. This is something right. that every American should be concerned about, I think.
Exactly. And it's not just from the South. There's like 151 nationalities that are coming in. And when Biden like gave our military weapons and bases to the Taliban in Afghanistan, when he pulled the troops out, now they have stuff, our weapons, and they can come in too. And right, there's just an open border, and it's so easy for them to come in.
It's really stunning what's happening to our country relative to this invasion. And, you know, it's leading up to, I mean, we're already seeing huge amounts of violence. I've had Mark Morgan, the former chief of Customs and Border Protections, on the program a number of times talking about the violence in our streets that is directly can be directly traced back to violent illegals that are coming across our border. And like you said, even in a case where you have someone that perhaps is, you know, just trying to get here to have a better life, and there are some of those, I'm not going to suggest that there are not, they become victims, as you said, as you described in that one particular case with that woman, they become victims of rape. They become victims of sex trafficking and of drug trafficking. We're going to run out of time. Dana, thank you so much for being with us. Do you have a website people can go to learn more about your campaign?
Yes, it's DanaZavorkaForCongress.org.
And how are you spelling Zavorka?
It's Z as in zebra, A V as in Victor, O R K A.
DanaZavorkaForCongress.com.
.org.
Okay, perfect. All right, we are out of time for today. I want to thank you so much for being here. We got a great program lined up for you on Monday, by the way. Robert Silk will be with us. Harry Silk Reservoir is a reservoir you may not have heard about over there in Israel. And the Silk family has quite a story about the Exodus. Back with more on Monday.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you, and God bless America.